May the Lord bless us all today. Is everybody okay? It's good to be here today. The mud's not bothering nobody so far, amen? We've had worse. Remember Godstone Convention? Amen. We all survived, didn't we? God brought us through. You know, looking at the weather, I think some of you southerners have been telling us northerners a lot of lies for some years. I don't think it's true. Yeah, we brought it down with us. I want to share a small message with you this morning to encourage us today. From the second book of Kings, chapter 13. I want to really try and speak into our hearts today. You know, I'm not no great preacher. I'm only a very, very simple man. But I just believe that the Lord would have us to hear these words today. In the second book of Kings, chapter 13, and verses 14. And it says this. It says, "Now Elisha was suffering from the illness from which he died. Joash, king of Israel, went to see him and wept over him. My father," he cried, "the chariots and horsemen of Israel." And Elisha said, "Get a bow and some arrows." And he did so. "Take the bow in your hands," he said to the king of Israel. And when he had taken it, Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. "Open the east window," he said, and he opened it. "Shoot," Elisha said, and he shot. "The Lord's arrow of victory, the arrow of victory over Haram," Elisha declared. "You will completely destroy the Syrians at Apek." Then he said, "Take the arrows," and the king took them. And Elisha told him, "Strike the ground." And he struck it three times and stopped. The man of God was angry with him and said, "You should have struck the ground five or six times. Then you would have defeated Aram completely. But now you will defeat it only three times." Let's bow our heads and pray this morning. Let's really pray to God today and ask God to speak into our hearts. Glory to your name, my God. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, my God, and your grace this morning. We thank you, Lord, we can come to your holy presence, my God. I ask you, my good Lord God, that through your living word, my God, you would use me, my good Lord, for a vessel, my God, of your glory, my God, this morning. My God, I need you, my good Lord, this morning. My God, you would anoint me, Lord, my God. Lord, I'm just a weak man, Lord, but I need your strength this morning. I need you to lead me, my God, and guide me, my God. I pray, Lord, for your people this morning, my Lord. My God, Lord, you would speak into our hearts, my God, Lord, that you would lead us in your ways today, my God. I ask you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, my God, Lord, that you would strengthen us, my God, and encourage us in you, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You know, we look into the word of the Lord today, and the Bible teaches that this is a particular time in the book of Kings. If anybody's ever read the book of Kings, there's a very similar pattern what took place. Something that was just like a circle. Whenever you read about the kings of Israel and the kings of Judah, you would find that the kings of Israel, the Bible says that they all, well, the majority, they did evil in the eyes of the Lord. And it was a constant circle, and it was very similar to Judges, and when the people repent, and God would somehow in his mercy restore them, but the Bible says that they refused to repent from some of the idols and things that were set up at that time. The Bible says that they did evil in the eyes of the Lord. It was a time of great compromise. It was a time when the people had they had the worship and they had the altars and they had everything else what they wanted in the land, but they still refused to repent from certain things that was in their life. They had God on one side who they would worship, and they had Baal on another side who they would worship. They had sacrifices. They had everything that was there, but all of a sudden they still wanted more. It became a half-hearted system. The system became so half-hearted when you read the book of Kings that they wanted this, but they had that also. And I want to tell you something today. The picture, it doesn't really change much. When we come to the time what we live in today, the picture and the pattern, it doesn't really change. We have a particular type of people who want the Lord, they know what's right in the Christianity, but all of a sudden they still want something else that belongs to the world at the same time. And we see what took place in the word of the Lord when we get to chapter 13 and verses 3. The Bible says that because the people refused to repent, he said that God kept them under the Syrians. You see, the Syrians was this ongoing battle at this time. The Syrians was the people. The Bible says that God, he kept the people under the Syrians. And the Bible says that the people was oppressed by the Syrians. Because it was this ongoing battle, the people refused to repent. And the Bible says that God kept the people there. And I want to tell you something, my brother and sister, this morning. Whenever you approach the work of the Lord, or whenever you step out for God, and you try it with a half a heart, you do it half-hearted, let me tell you something, you will never grow in the things of God. You will never grow in the things of God. Whenever you approach it with a half a heart, whenever you approach the work of the Lord half-heartedly, because I want to speak to people this morning who is half-hearted. The Bible says that we are to love the Lord our God with all of our heart this morning. Can you hear me today? We've got to love the Lord of our God with all of our heart. And we see in the word of the Lord here, the Bible says that God, because of this mixed up system, that God kept them under the oppression of the Syrians. It brought results. The people in their minds, they couldn't take that next step further with the Lord. And many people today, they're under that system where they will never take the next step with the Lord. Let me tell you something. Unless you serve the Lord, my brother, unless you serve the Lord, my sister, with all of your heart, you will be the same on this convention and the next convention. And next time we see you, you will still be in the same condition unless you serve the Lord with all of your heart. Unless you come before God and say, God, I will give you all of my heart this morning. If you want to give it half a heart, if you just come in it with just a half a heart, next time I see you, you will still be in the same boat. And these people, the Bible says that they was in the same condition. God kept them where they was. And the Bible says now, there's a king. There's a king, and the Bible says he comes to this man of God, Elisha. This is his only hope. This king wasn't a good man, by the way. This man, the Bible says he did even evil in the eyes of the Lord. But here he comes now, he comes to Elisha. Elisha was the man, for those of you who don't know, people get confused. There was a difference. There was Elijah who called the fire down from heaven. Elisha was his successor. He was his student, if you like. He was a man underneath Elijah. And Elisha, in this word of the Lord, he performed more miracles in the Bible apart from Jesus. He was a great man of God. He was a great man of God. He's the one who told when the man's axe head floated in the water, chucked the wood in it, and it floated. He was the one when there was poison in the pot, nobody could eat it. He said, chuck some flour in it. He always had an answer. He was a man of God. He was the man that you turn to. He was the man. And the Bible says now the king comes to this man. He comes to him. We're in a time of distress. We're not moving forward. We're not going anywhere. What do we do? How do we deal with this situation? And when he comes to Elisha, the Bible says this man Elisha, he's on his deathbed. He's dying. Here he is, this old man. He's done his time. He's served his duty. And the Bible says he comes in and he says, my father, the horses and chariots of Israel. Basically, what he's saying is, what are we going to do when you're gone? What are we going to do? Because they depended upon these men when those situations were turned around. He was the man who brought godly guidance. And the Bible says now that as they come in, here's this old man. I want you to picture the scene, this old godly man. He's dying. And here comes the king of Israel. He stands before him with a cry. Because he knows we're not getting anywhere, and this man's got the answer. And it comes to him, and even though he comes into the room, he still enters into this room with half a heart. And as he stands before this old dying man, the old man gets up. He says, listen, I want you to listen to me this morning. He says, take a bow in your hand. And he takes up the bow, this king, he picks up the bow. And he says, open the window. And he opens the window. And as he stands with the window, the old man gets himself up and he puts his hands on the king's hands, imparting some type of power into him. And he said, strike the bow out the window. And as he shot the bow, the Bible says it went over to the area of Syria. It went over the area. He said, this is the people who is bringing you down. This is the thing what's hindering you. And he said, God is going to give you the victory. Because the arrow went straight into the area, he said, this is the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. He said, God is going to give you the victory through this situation. And as he stands, he turns around and he sees this old man and everything. God, he says, he has already given you the victory. Victory is available for you today. That's what he said. He said, the victory is available. It's in your grasp. He said, the arrow has gone into the area. It's gone over the place. It's gone over the thing what's holding you back. And we see in the word of the Lord today, my brother and sister, let me tell you this before we move forward. We already have the victory in Jesus Christ this morning. The victory has already been won. There is a cross that is before us. Jesus Christ, he paid the price upon the cross. We have the victory. But something else come next in the word of the Lord. As he shot the arrow out the window, the Bible says that arrow went straight into the enemy's camp. And then the old man of God, he says, now, he said, victory is in your grasp. It's in your reach. You're able to do this now. But one more thing before you go. He said, take them arrows. And he said, and strike the ground. Now, I don't know if he hit the ground or if he took the arrows and struck it. But the Bible says, as he takes the arrows, he strikes the ground. He hits it once. The Bible says he takes another arrow and he strikes the ground twice. The Bible says he takes the third arrow and he strikes it again three times. And the Bible says he stopped. And the man of God became angry with him. He said, why did you stop? Why did you stop here? Why now? Why did you stop? He said, if you would have went five or six times, he said, you would have had the complete victory. He said, because you only struck three times, you will only have three victories. He said, if you had the heart, if you would have had the courage just to go one more time, he said, you would have had complete victory. And how many times, my brother and sister, this morning, many of us, many Christians say we come with a half heart like this man. When God has given you the victory, he's put everything within your grasp. And so many of us, we approach the work of the Lord and just at the point of a breakthrough, many people give up. Can you hear me this morning? Many people just at the point when there's a breaking through, when there's a point when they're just about to break through in the walk with the Lord, they turn back and they give up. The Bible says in Psalm 78 in verse 9, it says, how the children of Ephraim, they stood in the battlefield, they put the bows on, they put the swords, they sharpened everything. They stood at the battlefield right at the most important time. And then they turned back. I want to tell you something this morning, my brother and sister. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 25, from verses 2. I'll read that for you this morning. It's another man. He said, he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, but not wholeheartedly. You see, this king also, he did what was right at this time. He done what the man asked him. He said, strike the ground, and he struck the ground. He struck it twice. He struck it three times. He did what was asked, but he didn't do it with all his heart. He didn't do it with all of his heart. The Bible says in Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 6, as the walls was being built, he says, the Bible says the wall reached half its height. Why? Because the people worked with all their heart. The Bible says in the book of Joshua, as God, the Lord told Joshua, he said, march around the city seven times. And as he marched around the city, he said, on the seventh day, blow the trumpets. And the Bible says that the walls, they come tumbling down. Let me tell you something. When you serve the Lord with all of your heart, when you give it your all, my brother and sister, people will say, oh, listen, oh, be careful not to burn yourself out. Let me tell you something. If you're going to burn yourself out for the Lord. Burn yourself out for the things of God. Give yourself to the Lord. Say, I'm going to serve the Lord with all my heart. And let me tell you something, the Bible says it may look foolish to walk around the city of Jericho, but let me tell you something, when they give it their all, when they've done everything what God said, then walls come tumbling down. The Bible says there was a man called Nahum, Elisha told him, he said, go and wash yourself in the Jordan. Dip yourself seven times, whatever this man looked like, dip down and up he comes, seven times. If he would have went down six, my friend, nothing would have happened. If 5 times, nothing. 6 times, nothing. Obedient to the word of the Lord, 7th time, something took place. Something took place. And I'm going to tell you something this morning. There's believers in this place this morning. There's Christians in this place this morning. Somehow, some reason, you've lost heart. You've lost heart. You've lost fire. You're not the worshiper what you used to be. I listened to Joseph speaking about worship this morning. I believe people have lost the heart of worship. I believe there's men who was on evangelism teams, witnessing teams, and they're no longer there. They've come to a point and they've lost heart. Women who was on the Sunday school teachers, you think yourself, oh, I've just give up. You've lost heart. Men in ministry walking around the fields, who was some of the bestest preachers, and they're just sitting under the barbecues and they're not on the battlefield no more. They lost heart. And my friends, let me tell you something. Don't lose heart this morning. Give your God your all. Because let me tell you something this morning. God, he is worthy of your best. Do you know that this morning? He's worthy of all your best this morning. Everything, the best that you can give to God this morning. Don't give God your half heart. Don't give God just half a little bit of something like they did in Malachi. And you know, your old crippled animal. Give God the best. Is God worthy of the best this morning? Maybe you're tired this morning. Maybe you know you're not what you used to be. Maybe you're like this man, you come to a place and you've lost heart. Because let me tell you something, when you lose heart, when you come before the Lord and you're just firing arrows, and you know, this man could have had a whole lot more. Do you know that? This man could have had complete victory in his life. This man could have had total deliverance in his life. He just, one more. And he just never had the heart to pull the arrow out and shoot it. And many of us, my friends, this is the last day today. Maybe you're on the verge and you're just like, Marie said something the other day and it just encouraged me so much. She said, you've got to keep coming to the Lord. He just says, one more time. I'm going to go. I'm just going to try one more time. And don't lose heart. Let me tell you something. When God says to you, listen, I want you to do is get them arrows out and give it your best. Serve the Lord with all of your heart, my brothers. Don't do it with half a heart. Give God your all. I heard a story of a man. I tried to Google it. I couldn't find it. But I remember listening to this story. And it was a story about a boxer, a fighter in America. And this fighter, he was a young man trying to come up in the world. He wasn't really qualified for the fight what he was about to go into. But he went into the ring. And as he went into the ring, he tried his best. And after 3 rounds, he realized that he was useless. He couldn't take this fight on. And after a few black eyes and broken noses and everything what went on, he come back to the ring in the 5th round. And he knowed he was finished. He said, I can't do this no more. He said, he had a black eye. He was split from there. And this is a true story. He was cut and he was in a awful state. And he sat down with his manager and his manager kept speaking to him all the rounds. And finally his manager got in front of him face to face. He said, listen to me, son. He said, let me tell you this one thing. Before you give up, just before you give up, listen to this. Go back into that round one more time. One more time. He said, just go back into that round for me. Close your hands as hard as you can. He said, and give it everything that you've got. And the young man just found the courage, maybe just to get in that ring one more time. And the story goes that he went in, and that in that one round, he took the man out, he beat the fighter, and he became the champion of that fight. And I want to tell you something. Sometimes we lose heart, and the work of the Holy Spirit just comes into our heart when it's just a time when we feel like we're giving up. And just says, one more time, and we need to come before God with the prayer of Samson and say, Lord, I haven't got the strength to go on. I haven't got the strength to carry this burden. I haven't got the strength to go on anymore. Or maybe to serve the Lord or whatever it is in your life. And just to come before the Lord and say, Lord, listen to me this morning. One more time. One more time. You're not the man you used to be. You're not the woman you used to be. I've got more things, but I'm going to wrap it up now. How many of us this morning... You like this man? Let me tell you something. The man, Jericho, Joshua, was opposite. He obeyed the Lord. This king disobeyed. He wasn't so much disobeyed, but he had a half a heart. And his victories was limited. And we need to come before the Lord, my brother and my sister, just to say, Lord, I feel like giving up. I'm not serving you with all my heart. I'm not giving you my all. And to come before the Lord as if Samson did and just say, Lord, one more time. Before I leave this convention, my God. Before I leave this place, my Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, one more time. to strengthen me. Can you hear me this morning? Say, Lord, strengthen me. I don't want to leave this place the same way I come. Maybe you've heard the testimonies of everybody else and it's all been good for everybody else, but your heart is half. It's divided. You're not giving your all. And you just need to come before God this morning and say, Lord, I'm going to give you my all. I'm going to give you my all. I'm getting back on the witnessing team when I go home. I'm getting back on the tee. I'm getting back on the creche. I'm getting around the visit and I'm getting around this. I'm going to pick up the guitar. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get back into my prayer life. I'm not the prayer man what I used to be. I don't read the word like I used to be. I'm not doing what I used to do. I'm not the man. I'm not the woman that I used to be. But Lord, before, don't let me give up. But one more time, strengthen me. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40 that he gives strength to the weak. Do you believe that this morning? Who really believes that? Do you believe that? He gives strength. Let's bow our heads, amen. Let me ask you a question while we're praying to the Lord. I want to pray with you right where you are, amen, today. Is there anybody in this place this morning? Now listen, if you're the word hasn't spoken to you, you're already on fire for the Lord, you're serving the Lord, that's absolutely fine. Amen. But if you want to serve the Lord with all of your heart, do you need that in your heart? Maybe the enemy's been on you, the oppression, you're not getting anywhere, you're not moving, you've come to a deadlock in your walk with the Lord. And you say, Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart now. I'm just going to ask you, you don't have to, but if you want to, amen, if you believe that the Lord is calling you, just stand where you are and we'll pray together. We'll pray together. Let's raise holy hands, amen. If that's you, if you don't feel like it's you, amen, just stay where you are. That's fine. It's not a problem, amen. But if you are, that is you today, just raise your hands to God and say, Lord, one more time, strengthen me, amen. I want to serve you, Lord, with all of my heart, amen. Ask God, say, Lord, give me an undivided heart, my God. We're going to leave this convention, brother and sister, and let me tell you something. That's where the battlefield is, amen. Let's ask God now. Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord, this day, my God, for your mercy, Lord, and your grace, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your living word, my God. I pray in Jesus' mighty name, my God. Lord, for my brother and sister, Lord, who's responding to you, my God, Lord God. I ask you, Lord, my God, Lord, that one more time, my God. Lord God, you would give us the strength, my God. Lord, not to approach it, Lord, with a half-hearted attitude, my God. But my God, Lord, you would strengthen your people this morning, my God. My God, Lord, you would take the ones, my God, who's discouraged, my God. The ones who's disheartened, Lord. The ones who's half-hearted this morning, my God. And my God, Lord, you would strengthen them, Lord, for whatever's before them, my God. For whatever they have to face, my God. Lord, if there's no fight left in us, my God, we need the mercy of God, Lord. You would, by the power of your Holy Spirit, my God, you would speak into our hearts, my God. And set our hearts afire again, my God. Set the evangelists afire again, my God. Set the Sunday school teachers afire again, my God. Set your preachers afire again, my God. The ones who was praying, my God. The ones who was read your word, they've lost the fire, my God. Set them afire today, my God. I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, my God. Hallelujah.